Preface. In 1991, we renovated our newly purchased house at 18 Linda Lane in Darien, Connecticut. I vented a special room to display my tennis trophies and evidence of my other accomplishments. The question was whether it was appropriate to show off past successes in such an obvious way. We had hired a decorator to advise us on what to do about the interior of the house. When this lady heard about our doubts regarding the creation of a trophy room, she immediately recommended that we should have this kind of a room. "Don't dive, it's the music still in you," she said. I have not forgotten her statement. On May 11th, 2016, I was 80 years old.
Psalm 90, verse 10 says,
"The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. Based on that biblical fact, I think it is time to write down what I remember about the highlights of my life. The entire book is written from my memories. I never kept notes of anything. Most photos, unfortunately, had no dates on the back, so I had to estimate when they were taken. My reason for writing these memoirs is to allow my family, particularly children and grandchildren, and also some friends, to know and understand what my life was like. I want them to see how one can benefit from life's opportunities through hard work. I also want them to recognize the penalties of not focusing more evenly on family on one side and what the world calls work on the other side. I realize now that it is important to begin early and continually reassess the answers to the following three questions. What do you need from life? What does your company need from you? How do you combine, balance, the above two needs? In addition, I also want to be honest and say that it gives me pleasure to stop and look back on what I have done in my life. Like everyone, I had my highs and my lows, did good things and did bad things, made good decisions and decisions that were not so good. However, on balance, I think that I have lived a successful life, and I am proud of what I have done. The title of the 1946 popular holiday movie, It's a Wonderful Life, says it all. I can say that I have touched many people's lives, and that most of them have benefited from the fact that I lived on this earth, and that I made a positive difference in my world.
When I look at the various interests I pursued in my life, and what an ambitious person might have achieved in those areas, I find almost all the times that I can say, I have been there, done it, and achieved above average results. Some people say that I have been lucky. That is true, but in a different sense than what those people mean. I believe that having luck means having an opportunity. However, it takes skill and often hard work to take advantage of an opportunity and turn it into success. Imagine an important soccer game still even in the last minute of play. The referee awards a highly debatable penalty kick, 11 meters, to one of the two teams. That team, no doubt, is very lucky. However, the score is still even, unentschieden, and the lucky team must convert the call into actual success. It will take determination and skill to kick the ball into the goal and win the game. This is an important point, which can also be made with a basketball example. Assume it is Game 7 in the American National Championship, and a team is 1 point behind. When there is only one more second on the game clock, this team is awarded two highly controversial free throws. No doubt, this team is lucky.
but they are still one point down. It now takes skill to convert both free throws to win the game. Yes, I was lucky and had many opportunities. But I was also very good at taking advantage of those opportunities and kicking the ball into the goal, that is, converting fortunate opportunities into successes. Not dying with the music still in me means that I will frankly and unabashedly talk about the great things I have accomplished. I will also not hide the moments when I could have done better. The influences and opportunities that have shaped my life fall into several categories, which I will share in the course of this memoir. Parents, childhood, family, banking career, sports, soccer, tennis, golf, schools, teaching and academic career, expert witness activities, independent directorships of investment and hedge funds, memberships and leadership roles,
and philanthropic activities.
In whatever endeavor I pursued, I tried to be some kind of a leader. These leadership roles came naturally to me, and were probably the result of my mother always telling me, "What others can do, you can do too. Was andere können, kannst du auch." She encouraged me to believe in myself and to have enormous self-confidence. As a result, I was always so convinced that I would succeed
that I had to be careful not to be arrogant.
This naturally ingrained positive can-do attitude and belief in myself are extremely important and, in my opinion, a key ingredient of success for anybody. Perseverance and stick-to-itiveness only work when one is pursuing something that is right. I was more often right than wrong because I relied heavily on my intuition and my subconscious mind. My academic education was limited, but my intuitive feelings were seldom wrong. A psychological test at Citibank reveals that I am a DFT, which means I first decide, then feel, and then think. Most leaders are DFTs.
Another hallmark of my various activities was a continuous attempt to improve my environment and put my own stamp on it. My goals superseded just doing something. Instead, I wanted to make a difference, to make lasting changes and improvements that later could be traced back to my actions. If possible, I always wanted to leave a footprint of what I had done. Additionally, I always enjoyed what I did. I experienced a truism found in my mother's poem. "I was sleeping and dreaming that life was fun."
I was sleeping and dreaming that life was fun. I woke up and saw that life is work. I did the work, and the work was fun.
The lesson in the poem is to find a profession that you really enjoy, almost a hobby, and get really good at it. You will never work in your life, because you will be having fun while earning a decent living. My ambition to effect changes and improvements led to discoveries and innovations of different magnitudes in different areas, but particularly in the field of finance. From the beginning of my career, my professional forte and specialty was trading foreign currency exchange. In my early 20s, in the late 1950s, I was already a global leader and innovator in this field of foreign exchange, or FX, which at that time, and even ongoing to this day, is not well understood by most people in the world of finance. This unique expertise in FX provided me with a thick and almost impenetrable armor that protected me from any negativism people might have had against me. It served me well because I was a very young German interfacing with French, English, and American people whose countries had been in a bitter war with Germany. That Second World War ended in 1945, at which point few people in the world loved Germans. In 1958, I spent 2 months in Paris for training with Crédit Lyonnais, and in 1959 and 1960 for 2 months each in New York and London with Citibank. My visits to those countries were only a short time after the war. I must have been in contact with many people who lost loved ones in that war, and therefore, understandably, might not have wanted to become friendly with Germans. I never experienced any such animosities. They either did not occur, or I simply did not notice, because I was busy pursuing my professional love, foreign exchange trading. Self-confidence, a positive attitude, intuition, a thirst for change, hard work, and ignoring any kind of obstacles all explain how it was possible for me to rise from the bakery in a blue-collar suburb of a small town in Germany to senior manager at the policy committee level of Citibank in New York, which was, at the time of my retirement in 1996, the biggest and most profitable bank in the world. Hard work paid off in big dividends, but the underlying current in my success is that I always believed in myself. Anything is possible if you believe.
Mark 9, verse 23.
When I turned 70 years old in 2006, Jill, secretly, without my knowledge, asked friends around the world to write a note and share some of their memories, thoughts, and feelings about me. The response to her emails was unbelievably positive. She received 120 contributions from 18 different countries on all five continents. Of course, all of those letters are precious.
However, those that fit into my story are inserted into the text as appropriate.
Heinz Riehl.